Back home in China, there's plenty to distract President Hu from international concerns, especially battling corruption. In recent years, China's leaders have hired 80,000 government auditors to uncover graft. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing on the Auditor General as graft-busting folk hero.
China's state media have lionized Auditor General Li Jinhua, dubbing him Iron-Faced Li. This image was reinforced by last year's national audit of the previous year's budget, which found few clean hands at the 32 cabinet ministries and departments it examined. This year's audit promises to be just as damning. In the first 11 months of last year, auditors uncovered $36 billion in financial irregularities and handed over more than 1,000 cases to judicial authorities for criminal investigation. In person, 62-year-old Li is unassuming and matter-of-fact as he explains what his audits have uncovered.
The rules have been established, but people aren't strictly following them. Even worse, there's a lot of diversion of public funds. Money earmarked for special purposes is spent on other things. Also, some people exploit loopholes in our policies and management to swindle the state out of money.
Auditors found, for example, that the health ministry had withheld funds that were supposed to be used to prevent epidemics. The police ministry illegally doled out loans to companies. State hospitals overcharged patients and took kickbacks from drug companies. And 12 government agencies padded their payrolls with fake employees. Since the Auditor General began publishing reports 3 years ago, citizens have been disgusted by the sleaze, but encouraged by the light the auditors had thrown on it. Retired worker Chen Shou-an is walking his dog in East Beijing. He says he doesn't know who Li Jinhua is, but he approves of what the auditors are doing.
There are a few people in our country's leadership who break the law. They're out to strengthen the auditing departments and get a grip on this problem. Since 2003, we've begun to see some transparency.
Auditor General Li says he's angry about the graft too, but he's optimistic in the long run.
Of course I'm angry sometimes. That's one side of it. This is the people's money after all. I feel indignant when a few people divert or waste it. But from another angle, it may be unavoidable at this stage. All countries have gone through this phase in their development.
China is in the midst of a building boom, and Li says waste is as big a problem as embezzlement. From city squares to expressways and parks, China is full of expensive boondoggles that help officials get promoted, but that the local economy may not need.
In the past, we audited more than 20 airports. We discovered that many of them lost money. There was no problem in their budgetary procedures. There was no corruption or diversion of funds. But they were poorly planned and failed to get the desired results.
In future, Li says, audits will look harder at the cost-effectiveness of projects. This year, the National Audit Office is going to turn its attention to a number of massive projects, including this one, the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Here at the site of the future Olympic Village, massive cranes are towering over the frameworks of a new national stadium and swimming center. A non-stop procession of dump trucks and cement mixers is coming in and out of the site. Beijing is planning to spend around $40 billion on the Olympics in the next 2 years, and the auditors are going to be watching exactly where that money goes. The auditors looked at the National Sports Administration in 2004, and they found that it had embezzled millions of dollars earmarked for the 2008 Olympics and used it to build apartments for the administration's employees. Li Jinhua says there are no plans for now to extend his audits up the political hierarchy. That leaves a big gap at the top, as audits don't extend to officials above the rank of cabinet minister, much less President Hu Jintao. As for the Communist Party, which stands above the government, auditors scrutinize its use of state funds, but they don't publicize the reports. After all, China has had auditors since the Song Dynasty over 1,000 years ago. They never audited the emperor. China has had a civil service of bureaucrats since the Han Dynasty more than 2,000 years ago. And they've long been used to treating state coffers as their personal piggy banks. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.